From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The latest G20 summit has concluded as protests and clashes with police continue into Sunday in Hamburg, Germany. With more of a wrap-up, Luis Ramirez reports.
The last day was long and filled with difficult meetings in a difficult setting. British Prime Minister Theresa May got her time with a U.S. leader after being pushed off the schedule Friday, when Trump's meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the main event at this G20, went long. China's Xi Jinping was Trump's last meeting of the day. North Korea was a top issue. G20 leaders, nervous about Trump's America First policy and Brexit, sought to counter what they perceive as a growing wave of isolationism among the main players. In their final communique, they agreed to work against protectionism. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
Islamic State clung to a slowly shrinking pocket on the Tigris West Bank, battling for every meter with snipers, grenades, and suicide bombers, forcing security forces to fight house to house in densely populated blocks. The Iraqi military has forecast final victory this week in what used to be the de facto capital of Islamic State's caliphate in Iraq, after a grinding 8-month U.S.-backed offensive to wrest the city back from its pre-war population was about 2 million people. Venezuela's president says he supports the transfer of opposition leader Leopoldo López from a military prison to house arrest. President Nicolas Maduro said Saturday evening he wants López to join him in calling for peace amongst the country's 3-month-old political turmoil. This is VOA News.